Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Back. As you know, you might have heard that the Pope, which is a pretty big deal, I think it's like four or five popes have ever gone to Israel or the Middle East, but Israel. And prior to that, I think that the Catholic Church has kind of denied the existence of Israel, didn't acknowledge it as a nation.
Yeah, besides they own the largest landowners in Israel.
Yes. It's just coming to visit the real estate that they actually have total governing authority over. And anyway, so, but he's going there, and the Pope Francis is going, and he's visiting the Middle East. And as he's going in the Bethlehem and different areas that he's going, and he's doing what he does, is he began to speak against the wall, the protection wall that's put up. And imagine, you know, police officers, law enforcement, they have quite often a bulletproof vest on. And telling Israel to take down this wall and remove the wall and speaking against it, it's like saying, take down your vest, like for an officer to take off your bulletproof vest. And every time I took mine off, the whole world fell apart. I'm like, I'm going to sweat. And so it's like what spirit is that, that you would say, tell an officer, I want you to go out there and I want you to do your job, but I don't want you to be protected, as somebody who doesn't care about that officer. And when somebody comes to Israel and tells them to take down this wall, and this is not the Iron Curtain type wall, this is a wall of protection that, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu explain to the Pope, as he's talking about his son at 10 years old, how he lost a friend who didn't come home the next day because her bus blew up because the wall wasn't there. I want you to listen to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu explain about the wall to Pope Francis. Watch it.
Girl, una chica.
My son was 10 years old.
Mi hijo tenía 10 años.
His best friend was a girl, beautiful Ethiopian girl.
Y su mejor amiga era una
who sat next to him in class. One day she didn't come.
Un día ella no vino a clases.
She was blown up in a bus not far from here.
Y ella fue volada en un autobús.
Because there was no fence. There was no wall.
Porque no había ningún.
En este lugar de tanto dolor,
in this place of deep pain,
donde se conmemora tanto dolor,
where we remember all this pain,
quisiera con mucha humildad,
I wish with a lot of humbleness,
decir que el terrorismo es malo.
I want to say that terrorism is bad, so that our people understands that the way of terrorism doesn't help.
El camino del terrorismo,
that the path of terrorism
es fundamentalmente criminal. Yo rezo por todas estas víctimas.
I pray for all these victims.
Y por todas las víctimas del terrorismo en el mundo.
And for all the victims of terrorism in the world.
Por favor.
So you're seeing where the Prime Minister Bibi is explaining to the Pope about this wall. And the reason why he's explaining about the wall, because the Pope went and laid hands on the wall and basically just spoke against it. And it's like, sometimes you have to have a wall to survive.
Hmm.
And we pray continually for the peace and the protection of Israel. And that's what we stand for God and country and that order and for Israel. And we are for protecting Israel. Mm-hmm. We're for the wall.
No
We're
doubt.
For whatever they have to do. And what he says when he begins to explain is that you know, that, and maybe it may come a little bit later in there, but people in, is maybe we can pick it up probably in just a moment, but that, but he explains this side of the wall. On our side of the wall, we teach people about, you know, freedom and this type of thing. And, but on the other side of the wall, they teach their people to kill. And so that's the reason why the wall is there, because of what's taught on the other side of the wall. That is not taught on this side of the wall. And it's like, that sounds like heaven in regards to there would be walls of heaven. And he says that that kind of stuff will be on the outside of heaven. But on the inside of the heaven, you will not be able to access heaven. That's what he says very specifically. All that stuff will be on the outside. And it's like, it's not wrong to protect yourself. It's not wrong for a police officer to wear a bulletproof vest. It's not wrong for you to be safe in your house. And it's not wrong for Israel to protect yourself. And I'm not sure why, you know, other than you know, some things we talked about earlier, you know, why would you want to even do that? So I want you, I want to remind you to pray for Israel. I have this, you know, great respect for this prime minister. He's an amazing man.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I just, when I watch him, he is he's a national leader and he has such, he so understands things that it doesn't seem like most don't understand, but he's able to talk to the enemy. There's a particular thing that I heard at Washington University this weekend with a panel that was discussing Russia, and they talked about President Ronald Reagan. He says he never made an enemy out of an opponent, something of that nature. He worked with them where they were. And because of that, he was able to accomplish great things. And it's, I mean, you see Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talking to people that this guy's your enemy. I mean, he's plotting against you. This intifada they're wanting to do and these different things that they're wanting to do. And he has this patience and this calmness and this wisdom, and he just systematically, you know, and it's such a stand of confidence that if the church could stand like that, if the church could have that kind of confidence and understand that we're in the same boat, you know, we serve the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that we have to understand this, that we can have that kind of confidence. And people are looking for that kind of confidence and that kind of leadership. But just watch him and see how he can talk to the, you know, man, they're just plotting and planning against Israel, and which he's a leader of and the prime minister of. And he's still able to gradually, he doesn't say terrible things. He just goes, that just can't happen. And he begins to explain why it can't happen. And that is like deep patience, right?
He does it so good. In fact, when he's on a global stage and he's at the UN, with great patience, he's able to draw out in picture format, you know.
Yes.
What is the red line? What, you know, what are the expectations? And when he, this, something about his leadership is that you can count on what he's saying. It's not just rhetoric and not just talk, but it's something he definitely plans to deliver.
Right.
And we need to continue to pray for him. They've had many prime ministers, but in my history, in my following of Israel, I have not seen any prime minister of Israel that's remotely been so well respected and has across the world and has really meant what they tried to say and has tried to work towards peace.
Yeah, and when you think about too, that he's just like designed for the times.
Oh, yeah.
This is of all the seasons, because every season was different for Israel, and this is a totally.
Oh yeah.
This is a Benjamin Netanyahu moment, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Where I mean, who is like this man who's been designed up, who's been through the struggle, who understands, he can tell the story. He's great with the narrative to help people understand that ain't going to happen, and still respected for it. And we can take a lot of, our leadership could take a lot of points from that, you know.
Yeah.
And America's looking for leaders who will stand up and just say, you know, be confident in the nation that you're leading, and the Constitution that was laid out for us, and in the people beginning to see again, you know, America as a city on the hill. And with that, you know, we have church leaders that are beginning just to rise up, and they're believing God for this third great awakening. And that's what's going to change us and bring us back by God's grace. We have a window of opportunity, but we're going to put everything that way, saying, dear God, hear us, send a third great awakening. And we do pray for the peace and the protection of Israel, that you would keep them safe and continue to give them wisdom. We pray for the salvation of the Jews. We pray for protection of the Jews in Ukraine, where they're having to defend themselves with bats and guns. For the Jews in Brussels, where the shooting just took place at the museum just yesterday. Dear Lord, protect the Jews and save them, we ask in Jesus' name. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.